I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
To be loved.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
That alone, I mean, that's all I needed to hear. Right there.
Our love story.
And let me say this. Now, you've read it on the news and, like, on the blogs and stuff, but this is our love story, just so you know. Like, I know you already seen it on, like, the front of Us Weekly and everything.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Our love story.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It's the day after the madness. March Madness is upon us. What a great tournament. What a great weekend it was, John Lopez.
Oh, you're telling me it was a great weekend.
Great weekend.
Great weekend. Especially those three-day kind, man. Those are the best of all.
You had extra. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. It is In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Only two teams not ranked in the top four advancing to the field of 16 in the college basketball tournament. A lot of people say, well, there's not enough Cinderella stories. To me, that's ideal for me. I absolutely love the less Cinderella stories, the better. And let me just get this out of the way, John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
In our pre-show meeting, you send me a link to some heartwarming speech.
Yes. Yeah, Johnny Dawkins.
From Johnny Dawkins.
I covered him when he was with the Spurs.
After UCF lost to Duke. Stick it, Johnny Dawkins. Play a little bit better. I'm not supposed to feel sorry for you.
We're going to play it for you unless Landry just refuses to because, you know, he's a hater. But that was one of the best speeches that a coach can give to could have given to a team that lost a heartbreaking game. I mean, pull your heart out of your chest, breaking game. It was great. It was fantastic.
Those kids, they choked. I mean,
they did not choke.
They choked. That was one of the best college basketball games I've watched in a long time, though. It had the star power, Zion Williamson. He's obviously the face of this tournament. It had the moments. And under 2 minutes left, when you're on a two-on-one break, don't try to show off against Duke. Either just throw the chest pass and let the guy make the layup, and you're up six, and you're probably Gonna pull off the biggest upset of the tournament. Maybe one of the biggest upsets ever, given how popular Duke is right now. But instead, you smoke it. Duke goes back, makes a three. Then we had the and one with Zion. He misses the free throw put back. And that's why UCF was crying, and that's why Duke's moving on.
I see your point, and if I were on the sideline telling my guys what to do on that possession, I would have said not to do that. But at the same time, two other things that are hugely important in that moment. You can't ask a team not to be itself, you know, all of a sudden late in a game, and that's what they were doing. That's how they got to that point. That's number one. Number two, Duke still needed miraculous ball bounces of the ball to go in their way. I mean, they really still needed that. So I could see your point, but I don't have a problem with what they did.
And you know damn well every CBS executive was rooting for Duke in that one. They did not want Zion to be over for Zion. They wanted that. I've enjoyed this tournament. I don't know why, but for some reason I've enjoyed this tournament. And I've grew up like really, really into March Madness. Mm-hmm. For some reason I'm starting to enjoy the tournament more. I think it's because this is the one sporting event where there's no BS attached. Like there's BS attached to all the sports that we love. And it just seems like the BS is so limited that just the sport itself is showcased, and you just sit there, you watch the game. I enjoy being ignorant to it because I don't watch college basketball all year long.
That's part
of
it. And I don't know all the backstories and all the this guy did this to his girlfriend and this guy stole this, and you're just watching games. And it goes back to the point that I made last week. I think you're falling in line with it now a little bit. It's a touchstone to your youth. You know, it's underdogs. It's honest, you know, simple basketball. It's just, you know, glamour, you know, just a lot of pomp and circumstance and atmosphere. I think that's what it is.
And I shout out to U of H last night. Very, very nice performance over Ohio State. They advanced to the field of 16 and Texas Tech as well early on. So, you know, a couple Texas teams advancing. I got to say this. If we're talking about Texas Tech and we're talking about U of H, first of all, U of H is a scrappy, scrappy squad. That's nobody. You're going to have to bring your lunch pail if you're going to beat U of H, because they will guard your ass. And Texas Tech had the loudest crowd of any team in the tournament. Mm-hmm. I know that they like to drink and get rowdy, but Texas Tech, whoever's traveling, they need to keep traveling, because that was by far the loudest crowd of any team this weekend in the tourney.
Let me put it this way, and let me finish my point before everybody says, "Oh, you're crazy."
Oh no.
Right now, that's a key element to what I'm about to say. Right now, the University of Houston is the best coached team in the tournament. I know Mike Krzyzewski. Hold on. I'm talking about this team, because part of being – I know Mike Krzyzewski is a better coach than Kelvin Sampson. Don't get me wrong. I know there are a lot of great coaches, you know, Roy Williams, that are better coaches than Kelvin Sampson over the course of time. But when you're – if you're going to subscribe to the theory every year is different, which I know you do, this team this year is the best coach left team in the tournament, because they're taking his coaching. They're like the island of misfit toys of players coached by a guy who is also an island of misfit toys type of coach. This relationship between coach and players makes them the best coach team in this tournament. This tournament.
That's a strong take, John.
They are. I mean, I'll stand by that.
I can't say that yet, because I think that, you know, they've been favored to win both of their games. I'm going to have to see Kelvin Sampson go against another.
But I'm talking about how they play. Well, yeah. How they play is, I mean, I couldn't. Only one thing got me to stop watching University of Houston last night.
And I was right there with you.
Figgy, you know what that one thing was?
I was right there with you. Johnny Football's debut in the AAF.
When I was scrolling through Twitter watching the Cougs, and I went, "Oh, hey now, Johnny's on the field." And everybody was changing the channel.
I don't know when that spark's going to go away.
He's
like,
must-see TV.
I don't know. Like, I assume that he'd be irrelevant, but I don't know when that spark's going to go away. And the smartest thing the AAF did was they mic'd him up. And Johnny Manziel was mic'd up. He came on the field. His team ended up winning in overtime with the other quarterback in, but who gives a damn about that? We got to see Johnny Football, and we got to see Johnny Football mic'd up. This is just a little snippet amidst all the March Madness why me and John Lopez found ourselves watching an AAF game. This is just a little snippet of what Johnny Manziel sounded like mic'd up when he first came in the game.
It looked like Jake Payne as he came through, causing him to step up and move.
You want to start that way? We can go. I'll turn up on your bitch ass.
I'll turn up on your... Figgy, you were locked in on the coup.
Oh, yeah, I was locked in, man.
And then what?
Then I seen the tweet saying Johnny Manziel was playing. So, yeah. I don't think I seen the second half of the Cougs game.
I did. I went back and forth, but he's incredible what he makes you do, man. He makes you watch.
He said, "I'll turn up on your bitch ass." Without any hesitation. He said a lot of times.
The best thing about that is he didn't go Travis Kelce on it.
No.
He was still Johnny, but just letting them know how it was.
He's got so much sauce, it's ridiculous. He's got way too much sauce. But it was a great weekend in sports. Texans made a little bit of news as well. They signed a left tackle finally. I'm not going to sit here and give you a scouting report on Matt Khalil. Wade Smith did that at sportsradio610.com. To be honest, I initially said I really, really like this signing. And the reason that I like this signing is because the more bodies, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Deshaun Watson's blind side is protected now, but the more signings, the better. I'm okay with bringing in as many O linemen as possible. There's reason to be very skeptical about Matt Khalil. Specifically, he can't stay on the field. He hadn't been able to stay on the field the last 2 years, and he's gotten worse as his career's gone on. It starts out first round pick.
You're really selling this signing for us.
I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to come here and sell you on Matt Khalil?
He can't play. There's a lot to wonder, and he's what was the other thing you just said?
I don't have a lot of takes on it, but it did show me one thing. Well, let's get that on the back.
I have a hot take on Matt Khalil.
You have a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get. I'm challenging you to this.
Hot,
steaming hot,
steaming, piping, burn your hand take.
All right. Okay. Don't oversell it. In the Loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez. Hot take on Matt Khalil coming up next.
I'll turn up on your bitch ass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.